Yes, we have very strong south winds this morning up there, 20, 30 mile an hour. We could go up to 40 or even 50 later this morning, and that's associated with a strong winter storm that's going to bring blizzard conditions up as close as northwest Iowa. But as far as our area, we're going to see temperatures getting up into the mid-50s around midday, and then that system brings a cold front through, changing winds to the west, and then temperatures start falling from there. We'll see temperatures overnight falling down into around 10 to 15 and then really not rising much for Thursday, and then even colder going into Christmas Eve or Thursday night, where we'll get down into the single digits for overnight lows. Winds will start to diminish on Thursday, but we'll still see wind chills as low as well below zero, probably in the single digits below zero for looks like a Thursday night.
Is it that rare to have that extreme of a high in the low to mid-50s to a low into the single digits and then sub-zero wind chills? That's quite a drop in, I guess, about a 12 to 14-hour time frame.
It's pretty typical when you have a strong winter storm system. We're not seeing the worst of the effects here. We just see the temperature swing. We're not getting all the winter snow and precipitation, but when these systems get this strong, they bring a lot of warm air up ahead of it and a lot of cold air behind it. So where we are in relation to it, we will see these rapid changes. These come around every once in a while in the winter.
And after these bitter cold temperatures here through Thursday, it looks like by Christmas Day, more of a seasonable track, it looks like, will be headed to this part of the state. Is that right?
Christmas Day, we'll get temperatures back into the 20s, and then this weekend looks like really back up closer to near even above normal, with temperatures back in the 30s and possibly 40s by Sunday going into next week, or at least for Sunday. And then we have another system we're dealing with, probably bring another round of slightly cooler weather to start next week.